Rose City Radio.
All right, let's get this shit rolling. Pogo City Radio, anti-citizen up first.
USA, hey, USA, hey, USA, hey, USA, hey, USA, hey. My bankers on the streets, my fans are trailing me. I don't know where to go, no place to stay anymore. Down every street and alleyway, there's nothing but fair games. Police lines, they stay away, claim they're here to keep us safe. Liars! Liars! USA, hey! We say USA, hey! We say USA, hey! We say USA! White walkers on the streets waving flags of anarchy. From anarchists to average Joe, all in riot. Civil uproar, police arrive with SWAT gear. Still with tons of riot shields, instigating, causing fear. Molotovs are in the air! Fires! Fires! USA, hey! We say USA, hey! We say USA, hey! We say USA!
Anti-citizen. You guys can catch these guys twice today. Andrew Bedlam on the mic, by the way. Thanks for downloading. But yeah, you guys can catch Anti-Citizen, who we just heard, coming out of Hackettstown, New Jersey. You can catch them today at the Punk Block Party going down at fucking the Alternative Gallery. That's right. With Gang Green, Urban Waste, Riverside Odd, The Parasitics, Anti-Citizen, The Lot, Common Icon, and Might Makes Right. So, yeah, head out to that. All ages, you know what I mean? Starts at 1 p.m., kind of a during the day thing. Pretty sure this show is going to be ending about 8:30. And I think Gang Green's taking the stage at, like, or the floor at, I don't know, 7:30 or some shit. So make sure you guys get there early. Like I said, Anti-Citizen, Parasitics, Urban Waste, The Lot, Common Icon, Mike Makes Right, Riverside Odds, and Gang Green. You guys can also catch Anti-Citizen after that show. Couple towns over in Nazareth with the Drew Getz at the Jacksonian. So that'll be the Drew Getz, Anti-Citizen, and the Clap, the Drew Getz record release party. So why don't we get to one of their new singles now, and make sure you guys head out to Nazareth and meet up with the lovely ladies tonight. Here's the Drew Getz with Bitter Old Man.
Oh, man, and you know.
the Drew Getz on Pogo City Radio. Now, ran into Ginger and Rachel last night over at Creep Records at the Crazy and the Brains, Stizza and the Brains with Joe Jack Talcum from the Dead Milkmen. And, yeah, great, great time. A lot of fun. At one time, they had Joe Jack, Stizza, and Crazy and the Brains all on the show, at the on the stage at the same time. Now, Crazy and the Brains played about five songs by themselves while Stizza was tuning up. And then Stizza came out, Crazy and the Brains stayed on the stage, and they went in to 500 channels. Now, this show was a blast. Great time. They sounded really good. They closed the night with Crazy and the Brains and Stizza covering the Jim Carroll Band, People Who Died. Whole thing was a lot of fun. Band sounded great. Raised some money for charity. I believe St. Jude's Children Hospital or whatever. Fucking, I don't know. I was my thing. But yeah, I think they auctioned off some Joe Jack artwork, not auction, raffled off some Joe Jack artwork and donated the proceeds. But while we're talking about this Stizza show that we just got to go to, why don't we cue up some 500 channels going with some Choking Victim on Pogo City Radio for them cats in the crate and Crazy in the Brains. The Crazy in the Brains, right? Yeah, that's what they're called now. The Crazy in the Brains. Yep.
And when you're discontent, you change the TV station. And when you hate your life, they'll call it as a demon. A million brainwashed on bands will always hear the screaming. And when there is no hope, I smoke some crack, I shoot some dope. When in low enemies, I'll sit and stare at my TV. And in my ignorance, I'll be a slave and sink a
right, Choking Victim on Pogo City Radio. Yeah, shout out to punknews.org and Creep Records for putting together some awesome shows over there. It sucks because the noise ordinance makes everything be real early and the show's over by like 10, but they put on some good shows there. It's a nice little spot. The record store is open. The head shop's still open. And a pretty sweet spot in Philly if you haven't been out to Creep Records yet. Now, I was talking to you guys about the punk block party going down today at the Alt Gallery, 707 North 4th Street in Allentown, the place where we ended up hosting Pogoing in the Park for because of she, who will remain nameless. But fucking lost my train of thought because I got angry. Oh, the Alt Gallery, right. I'm supposed to play Gangrene now. That's what I'm supposed to do. We're going to play some Gangrene with, you know, my favorite song and probably their most popular song, if I can find it here. Here's Gangrene with Alcohol. Gangrene, catch them today, August 25th, at the Alternative Gallery. Punk Block Party, gonna be a blast. Let's get some motherfucker.
I may have f***ed up here.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Here's some U.S. Chaos.
Drink up, drink up, drink up.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
I'll write some U.S. chaos. Pogo City Radio. Now, we were talking about that Crazy in the Brain SZA show that was amazing last night. Look out for some pictures of that and some videos because it was fucking amazing. But after party, as usual, for the most part, back at Pogo HQ. And after we all got a little party out, who the fuck were we with? I think it was Marley, Ryan, and that crusty fuck Josh. Josh been asking me to put on fucking Bomb City. Now, we've talked about Bomb City a couple times on here, but maybe you missed it. So go to Amazon, you know what I mean, and get the downloadable version of Bomb City, which is Brian Denning's story, who was that punk rock kid who was killed back in Texas in the 90s, I don't know, like 97 or 96, some shit, I don't fucking know. But it's the story of that, and it's a phenomenal movie, very sad, awesome soundtrack. Blanks are on it multiple times, Subhumans are on it multiple times, and we were all watching that. So make sure you guys go and check it out. Like I said, I know for sure you can find it on Amazon Prime. You can rent it for like a dollar or two, you know what I mean? And if you have any of them programs like Terrarium or anything like that, like Andrew Bedlam there, then you can punch that shit right up and it plays perfectly. So go look out for Bomb City, and let's play one for Brian. Here's Mickey Mouse is Dead, Subhumans.
Mickey Mouse is dead, got kicked in the head, cause people got too serious, they planned out what they said. They couldn't take the fantasy, tried to accept reality, analyze the laughs, cause pleasure comes in halves. The purity of comedy, they had to take it seriously, change the words around, try to make it look profound. The comedian is on stage, it's taken for a wage, the critics think he's great. Laughter turns to hate. Mickey Mouse is on TV, and the kids stare at the screen. But the pictures are all black and white, the words don't mean a thing. Cause mummy's got no money, and daddy is in jail. He couldn't afford the license, she can't afford the bail. Something new. They read the papers, watched the films, and thought they knew the truth. Now we have got the Mickey Mouse. Reality deceives, no matter what you believe. There's always another idea, and there's this personal fear. The fear of being sus for what they really are. The fear of being laughter when they go too far.
All right, let's get to the Pogo Kings and Queens themselves. Also on the Bomb City soundtrack, here's Blank 77, Tanked, and Pogo Suburbia, bitches. Let's go check it out. motherfucking blank 77, motherfucker. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what the fuck to play. To be honest, I'm texting Renee and I'm not paying attention at all. But yeah, so stuff to talk about, stuff to talk about. Them shows, head to them. You know what I'm saying? Head to them shows. Good times, good times. Fucking Drew Getz, Anti-Citizen, the clap at the Drew Getz record release. They're going to have the fucking 12-inch vinyl there, colored vinyl. They're going to have the CDs. They're going to have the lovely Drew Getz themselves. All right, I have a confession to make. I'm in love with Jen from the Drew Getz. Like, I don't care. Like, I'm in love with Jen from the Drew Getz. I am the singer. Yes, I'm in love with Jen. But I love all the girls, but I really love Jen. But So let's get back to the music. Now, Crazy in the Brains was back in Upstizzle last night. It was amazing. And they played, when they were doing their own songs, they played Ice Cream, which is also the song that, you know, my daughters requested them to play when they played for us. And they totally played it for them and all the other kids. And it was awesome. So let's get to Crazy and the Brains, Ice Cream. Right, we're going to play one for the guitar player of the Bedlam Punks, my best friend there, Black Zach. He's in the fucking army or some shit, one of them things. So we're going to play one for that asthmatic bastard. Don't let him tell you he grew out of that shit either. If he tries to tell you that shit, he's still a little fat kid deep down inside. I always tell him that. But yeah, I definitely want to find the fucking toy dolls. I have asthma and I'm having some trouble finding it. All right, now that I found that shit, here's the toy dolls. I've got asthma.
What's the matter? What's the matter? I've got asthma and I can't breathe. I went to the doctor and he gave me one of these. Shh, shh.
Toy Dolls, Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, real quick, gotta like jerk myself off real quick. Gotta give everybody in the Pogo crew a good old HJ. You know what I'm saying? Fucking definitely had the most successful month ever last month with over 12,000 downloads throughout the month. And today, right when I was doing this fucking show, I checked the numbers real quick and saw that we had like 3 days with over 500 downloads in each day, which has definitely never happened before. I don't think we've ever hit 500 in a day before. And usually we're hanging out in like the low 400s. And we had like 3 or 4 straight days over 500. And it looks like we're going to shatter last month's record, too. So it looks like we were in the 12,000s last month, and we'll be in the 13,000 range this month. So big thanks to the Pogo crew and all you motherfuckers out there hitting that fucking play button. And remember, the only thing more important than hitting the play button is hitting the play button on your way to the gig. So, you know, get out to all the gigs, go put shows on, go get bands together, and make all this shit worth doing. All right, let's get to the next track. All right, so let's get there with The Unseen, coming off their first full-length album, Lower Class Crucifixion. Here's the first track with Children of Revolution. Yeah. All right, that was The Unseen right there. Children of Revolution. Now, you know, we heard just the guitar squeak of that next song, Too Young to Know, and I know I already ruined it, but it'd be even worse if I didn't play it. So here's a twofer for The Unseen with Too Young to Know. Mark on vocals this time. All right, The Unseen. Forgot how great that album is. Not that I forgot, but like, you know, I just, you know, from age 14 to 17, that album was in like permanent rotation. I just don't play it as much. And but that album, phenomenal. But there's also another show been announced. Now let me grab my fucking phone and see if I can tell you guys about it. It is a killer, kick-ass show that I cannot wait to attend. And where the fuck is the goddamn fucking son of a bitch? All right, we're gonna get to the track first and I'll find the fucking flyer. We're gonna get to some old school Jersey oi bands right here, and we're gonna do some Head Wound. Now these guys are doing a show with the Broken Heroes and Steel Toe Solution. So maybe we'll play those three bands. So that's what we'll do. How about we play a fucking Head Wound with one of my favorites in Bergen County. Okay, now I did not do my job just now and bring up the flyer. I actually started texting Dale from the Jacksonian, and there he's texting me back now. But I'm getting distracted as a motherfucker. So let's try this again. Now maybe I'll play Broken Heroes, who will also be on this show. That is at the Stanhope House. I do remember that much. I just don't remember the date. So let's get to some Broken Heroes, my favorite track. A little bit of skinhead rock and roll. I said a little bit of skinhead rock and roll, motherfucker. Stupid-ass computer.
Early to bed and early to rise, but I never got life, live for the other guys. Gotta work at 5 o'clock, I don't want any grub. I don't really give a damn, go down the pub. Skinhead rock and roll. Skinhead rock and roll. Skinhead rock and roll. Sitting at the bar and somebody wants some rock and ice. Really want some love and that's what really sucks me up. First was a punch.
Holy shit, I just brought that shit up. Here it is. All right. I was texting. I'm texting the some of the Pogo crew and Dale and Renee. A little busy. Not focused. My mind's a little shot from yesterday. My mind's going to get a little bit more shot later. That was the Broken Heroes with Skinhead Rock and Roll coming off I Told You Once. Now you can catch them motherfuckers in the Broken Heroes with them motherfuckers that we played just before them in Head Wound, plus M60, which is, I believe, Andy from Niblick's band, fucking the bass player from Niblick and Broken Heroes, and also Steel Toe Solution, which is another one of Tim's band, South Class Veterans coming out of East Brunswick, who we had at Pogoing in the Gallery, Pogoing in the Park. Them guys are our dudes, and I think they'll be the next track. So you motherfuckers, make sure you get out to this show. 3 months, November 10th, gonna be a kick-ass blast. I cannot wait to see Johnny Choppy Head Wound. It's gonna be sweet. I'm really looking forward to this show. And what the fuck did I just say I was gonna play? I don't fucking remember. Can you guys tell me? I don't know. Can you guys, like, I don't know, can people talk to me? I don't know. We're pre-recording, so I doubt people can talk to me. What fucking band was I just going to play? Was I going to play Steel Toe? Yes, I think I was. I was going to play South Class. All right, but Okay, we'll play Steel Toe first, and then I'll go pop in a South Class CD. All right, so let's get to Steel Toe Solution, who will also be playing November 10th at the Stanhope House. See you there. We'll be right back.
pretty excited, but I don't give a fuck about Manchester United.
I'm not pissed. I'm drunk. I don't shag. I talk. I got style. I'm not sus.
Are you one of them or are you one of us? I fly on glory, not Union Jack. And in the revolution, my side kicked ass. Fighting like you're British, you gotta be ignorant. You're worse than illegal, you're a wannabe immigrant. Move your ass to England if you think it's so bad. I'll make you eat a bottle if you call me lad. I got a lot of rage, and people like you trigger it. You sucking on a fat or a motherfucking cigarette.
I'm not pissed. I'm drunk. I don't shag. I fuck. I got style. I'm not a suck.
Are you one of them or are you one of us? So I'm hanging with my boys, not with my mates. Frontin' like you're British, you're just about criminal. I sleep with women, not wing-feathered animals. I hear your line of sass, I know it's a farce. I'll kick you in the ass if I hear you say arse. You fill me full of nausea, you wanna be scrub. Now I'm going down the bar, not the motherfucking pub.
I'm not pissed. I'm drunk. I don't shag. I fuck.
Are you one of them or are you one of us?
I'm not this. I'm drunk. I don't shag. I fuck. I got style. I'm not sus.
You wanna be Herman? Here's a message from us.
Steel Toe Solution, catch him November 10th, Head Wound, Broken Gear, M60, and of course, our boys in the South Class Veterans.
I'm
All right, that time I was texting Dan from the South Class Veterans to ask him some stuff about that show, but I didn't even get to because it fucking... let's get to Breakout. Let's do that. Here we go. Here's Breakout. All right, that was Breakout with Nothing in Sight, coming off their 2016 album. Now, we got just enough time to do, I guess, we could do a couple more. We could do a couple more. I kind of got some shit to do, but we could do a couple more. A lot of me going, today, huh? Yeah, I really, you guys are lucky you got a show. I kind of fucking forgot about it. I'm busy as fucking shit, man. And, like, I'm busy as shit punk rock-wise, and I'm busy as shit with crazy fucking bitch drama-wise, too. So, let's get to Defiance with I Hate Everything. All right, that was Defiance with I Hate Everything, coming off their first full-length No Future, No Hope. We're going to be getting out of here with this next one. Got to remind you guys once again, two shows going on today, one of them all ages, one of them 21 and over. The 21 and over, the Drew Gets a record release party going down at the Jacksonian in Nazareth on Main Street. That is a later show, kicks off at 9. Kicks off, I think, first band 9:15, and which is the Drew Getz, by the way. So be there by 9 if you want to see the Drew Getz. And then Anti-Citizen is like 10:15, and the Clap is fucking, I don't know, 11 or some shit. So you guys can hit up that all-ages show first with Gangrene, Urban Waste, and Anti-Citizen. You guys can hit up that one first, then swing out to the Drew Getz. Now the first show kicks off at 1, all ages, 21 to drink, at the Alternative Gallery, 707 North 4th Street, with Gangrene and the Parasitics. So why don't we get out of here with them Jersey Fucks, coming off their split with Blank 77, getting blasted. Let's get to the good old days. See you next week.
Drinking away stress of today, washing away tears of today, raising our bottles, making them clean. Groups of friends, that was our gang. Thinking back to the good old days, where we used to be. Thinking back to the good old days, where we need to be. With these pump fairy girls, message was clear from the whole world. No one but some got along. Punks and skins united and strong. Thinking back to the good old days, where we used to be. Thinking back to the good old days, where we need to be. Go! Drinking away stress of today, washing away tears of today, raising our bottles, making them clean. Groups of friends, that was our gang. Thinking back to the good old days. 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 Take me 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 back to the good old days.
PogoCityRadio.com.